More Blue Water Newsmakers are coming up. Back to more Paul Miller on WPHM.
Well, President Trump will deliver his first State of the Union address tonight. U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow will be there. She's on the line with us this morning. Senator, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Good to be with you.
I appreciate your time this morning. You have a special guest that will be joining you at the State of the Union tonight as well, don't you?
I do. I'm really honored that Jim McLuhan, who, in fact, has received our highest military honor, the Medal of Honor, from the President of the United States, he will be my guest. He's from South Haven, Michigan, and served during Vietnam as a medic. He was known as Doc at that time. And after years gone by after his service in Vietnam, it was brought to my attention by his platoon leader that he should be receiving higher recognition for what he did. And there was a fight within 48 hours of heavy gunfire, and he spent his time while wounded saving 10 other men, was someone who we wanted to get recognized. And when I brought it to the Department of Defense, they actually said they thought his actions warranted the highest honor our country gives, the Medal of Honor. So he was awarded that just last year, and I was really pleased to be able to be there with him and his family. And it was so inspirational because the 10 men he had saved were there, their families, and it was really an extraordinary time.
That is absolutely extraordinary and good for him. Do you expect the president to talk about veterans' issues tonight? It's certainly something that he campaigned on and perhaps may bring up tonight at the State of the Union.
Well, I sure hope he will. You know, I'm very involved in veterans' health care issues and have made a priority for me over the years in the Senate to get more outpatient clinics around Michigan, which we've done. But we still have people that are waiting too long to get doctor's appointments. You know, the law was changed a couple of years ago to allow something called Veterans Choice, where if you were more than 40 miles away from the AVA clinic or a hospital, that you could go to a local hospital or doctor. But there's been a lot of problems in Michigan. In fact, on behalf of veterans, I've introduced legislation that we call Veterans Deserve Better Act that really tightens up what's going on right now, because folks can't get into specialists as fast as they should, and the local providers aren't getting paid. And so there's a lot of things that need to be done to make this better. And frankly, people like Jim McLuhan, who go into war on our behalf to keep us safe, are promised, among other things, that they will have health care when they come home. And our country should keep that promise, and they shouldn't be waiting in line. In fact, they shouldn't be waiting in the back of any line, but certainly not to get the health care they need.
What else do you want to hear the president address tonight? Certainly the White House is indicating this is going to be an upbeat State of the Union address. Obviously, a lot of positives in the economy and other things that the president will be highlighting. What else do you expect to hear tonight from President Trump?
Well, I expect him to talk about investing and rebuilding America. I've sent him a letter about Michigan's infrastructure needs. You know, we think of roads and bridges, certainly, and we think of our large bridges like Blue Water Bridge. But we also have a lot of issues with water and sewer systems. We have maritime, our harbors. We need to be investing more in our recreational harbors, like in Port Huron and around the state. We have a Sioux Lock that needs to be replaced. We need a second lock so that we don't have a problem if this World War II structure would happen to break down and shut down commerce all around Michigan and, in fact, ultimately the country. So, and broadband internet. We should have high-speed internet everywhere in Michigan. About a third of Michigan citizens don't have access to it. So I sent the president a letter. I'm hopeful he's going to talk about that. And it creates jobs, millions, tens of millions of jobs if we really invest in rebuilding and upgrading all of our infrastructure. And I'm hopeful, if he talks about it, that it won't be in terms of just what they call public-private partnerships, because that sounds good on the surface, but in repaying those, usually that means some kind of tolls, and that is not a good thing for us in Michigan. So I'm hopeful he's going to be talking about, you know, something that's really structured in a way that works for us in Michigan.
It's interesting, Senator, that you mentioned broadband internet infrastructure, because Governor Snyder was in Port Huron yesterday talking about that, setting up a commission that he wants to bring recommendations to him. And he did talk about private-public partnerships in achieving expanded broadband here in Michigan. That certainly is going to be a key component, but we also need, I suppose, probably state and federal dollars, too, don't we?
We need both. I think it's great what the governor was proposing yesterday in Port Huron, and very much needed. I, with my agriculture hat on, I oversee rural development activities, of which Port Huron is partnered on many things that we've been able to do together in terms of the hotel and the convention center and other things. But broadband funding goes through there. So that's a priority for me as we write the next farm bill this year. And it may work if you're looking at public-private partnerships in the context of broadband may work because it's at how you structure it. But we just know with roads and bridges, that usually has meant tolls to repay the private sector, and that's not a good thing for us in Michigan as a tourism state. Also, just in terms of where investments are made, you know, that may work. I wouldn't like it, but it might work on, you know, 94 or 96. But if you're traveling on up north, and if you're going on up in the thumb and so on, you wouldn't see that same private investment, and so it wouldn't help us all over Michigan. So I want to make sure that this is done the right way, and that our small towns, like where I grew up in Clare, would get the benefit from it as well as the big cities.
As the president delivers his State of the Union address tonight, the clock is still ticking on a government shutdown. You had a temporary fix a week or so ago. What is the likelihood that there will be a more permanent fix to this problem come next week or in the next couple of weeks?
Well, I sure hope so. You know, one of the basics that the federal government as well as the state is supposed to do is pass the funding for services for the year. And that's supposed to be done October 1. And here we are now at the end of January. And so the effort to kind of bring attention to it with something short term over last weekend was try to get people to the table to get this done. I'm hopeful that by February 8th, which was the next deadline set, that we'll have something that both increases what we need for our military and border security and veterans health care, as well as health and research and education and the other things that are important for our country.
Senator, we always appreciate your time. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good to talk to you. Have a good day.
You too. Take care. Bye now.